Canto 7, Chapter 15, entitled Instructions for Civilized Human Beings. So today's text number 24. Kripaya Bhutajam Dukham Daivam Jayat Samadina Atmajam Yoga Viryana Nidram Sattva Nishevaya. Kripaya Bhutajam Dukham Daivam Jayat Samadina Atmajam Yoga Viryena Nidram Sattva Nishevaya. Kripaya Bhutajam Dukham Daivam Jayad Samadina Atmajam Yoga Viryena Nidram Sattva Nishevaya. Kripaya Bhutajam Dukham Daivam Jayat Samadina Atmajam Yoga Viryena Nidram Sattva Nishevaya.
Body and mind
yoga-viryana.
By practicing
Hatha Yoga,
Pranayam,
and so forth.
Nidram,
sleeping.
Sattva-nishevaya.
By developing
Brahmanical qualifications
or the mode of goodness.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace,
A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki.
Translation.
By good behavior and freedom from envy, one should counteract sufferings due to other living entities. By meditation in trance, one should counteract sufferings due to providence. And by practicing Hatha Yoga, Pranayama, and so forth, one should counteract sufferings due to the body and mind. Similarly, by developing the mode of goodness, especially in regard to eating, one should conquer sleep.
Purport.
By practice, one should avoid eating in such a way that other living entities will be disturbed and suffer. Since I suffer when pinched or killed by others, I should not attempt to pinch or kill any other living entity. People do not know that because of killing innocent animals, they themselves will have to suffer severe reactions from material nature. Any country where people indulge in unnecessary killing of animals will have to suffer from wars and pestilence imposed by material nature. Comparing one's own suffering to the suffering of others, therefore, one should be kind to all living entities. One cannot avoid the sufferings inflicted by providence. And therefore, when suffering comes, one should fully absorb oneself in chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. One can avoid sufferings from the body and mind by practicing mystic Hatha Yoga.
Omagyana Atimirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yenatasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanabhyo Vaishnavabhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. This aspect of the topic of this chapter called
instructions for civilized human beings only touches indirectly on the basis and the foundation and the practice of Krishna consciousness. This chapter technically has more to do with Varna Ashram Dharma. But Srila Prabhupada in the purport indicates that one must come to the platform of Daivi Varna Ashram Dharma. Varna Ashram Dharma in and of itself is to make one simply a human being. From the animalistic propensities. Generally, people in this world are actually behaving and acting on the animal platform, although in human bodies. So in order to help people come out of the animalistic tendencies, although in human bodies, this chapter is being spoken by Narada Muni to Maharaj Yudhisthira to make people simply human beings. Therefore, there's an indirect relevance to the process of Krishna consciousness. It is not direct. Sripad Narada Muni is one of our Sampradaya Acharyas, you know, from Krishna Brahma Narada Vyasadev. So what is the reason for Narada Muni to speak like this? You know, although it is not a direct Krishna consciousness. Most people in the world, they cannot directly take to Krishna consciousness. What to speak of most people in the world? We are also speaking about initiated devotees. Yes, yes. Even those who want to get initiated and then get initiated and even practicing Krishna consciousness for a number of years, like that, they also have difficulty in acting as a human being, just as a human being. So Narada Muni is appropriately discussing this, not to an ordinary person. This is Maharaj Yudhisthira. And Maharaj Yudhisthira is the personification of Dharma. He knows every code and conduct of being a human being. Yet Narada Muni is speaking to him. Right? So one time, when this chapter was being discussed by Srila Prabhupada, and a similar question was asked to Srila Prabhupada. How is it that Narada Muni is speaking about instructions or codes of conduct for civilized human beings? What about Krishna consciousness itself? Then Srila Prabhupada replied that when we take vows at the time of initiation, we take two vows. And the first vows that we take as a set is to follow the regulative principles. No meat eating, which is mentioned here for human beings. No gambling, no intoxication, and no illicit activity. So then Srila Prabhupada said that the reason why you take these vows first is to make you a human being. And then we take the next vow is to chant a minimum of 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra Japa daily. When we take that vow, that vow makes us transcend the human platform and come to the platform of pure spirit soul on the basis of pure devotional service. Okay? So therefore the question can be begged that why don't we just chant Hare Krishna and everything will be all right? Even if you chant for billions of lifetimes the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, but if you chant with offenses, you will not be a human being. You'll actually bring pain and suffering to other living entities. Especially bringing pain and suffering to other devotees. So, even one can have a very good sadhana morning program, but the consciousness in coming to the morning program could be that, I'm doing it out of duty because I have a post. People must see me at Mangala Aarti. Otherwise, I won't be a good example to follow. Yes. That is actually external. And that is being a good human being. Yes. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada sort of concludes at the end that in order not to bring suffering to other living entities, what to speak of devotees, one must chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, which is not given by Sripad Narada Muni, but it's given in the purport by Srila Prabhupada. So, it is easy not to feel envious of non-devotees. Because when you become a practicing devotee, you feel that you are superior. You are higher or superior. Yes. Than the non-devotees. Because they eat meat, you don't eat meat. See? They drink liquor, you don't drink liquor. And so forth. So, one always feels higher than the non-devotees. But at the same time, within one's heart, the enviousness is not rooted out. The envy is still there. So when we come from the material world into Krishna consciousness, we are not free from the envy which was not there in a very pronounced way, in a very graphic way, when one was not a devotee, practicing devotee. Because non-devotees don't know that they are envious of each other. They think it's normal to push people down. They think it's normal to kill each other. They think it's normal, you know, to cheat each other. So that which is normal in the conditioned state cannot be seen in terms of envy. Cannot be seen. See? But when one comes in the association of devotees, then this envy becomes manifest right in front of one's face. See? So the not liking and jealousy becomes more pronounced in the association of devotees in the process of Krishna consciousness. Yeah? So one will get some desire, or when will I become the temple president? One will get some desire, or when will I become a sannyasi? When will I become a guru? Or when will I become the head pujari? In other words, you are envious of the person who's presently doing that service in that particular position. Immediately when you have that desire. So immediately one loses dasa dasa anudas. Jivera swarupai. You know, Krishna renitidas. One loses it. One am meant to be actually a servant of the servant of the. One loses that immediately. Like that. So, one disciple of Srila Prabhupada, and it's recorded also, this happened in Chicago in the US and somewhere in July of 1974, like that. He had this deep-rooted envy that, you know, he wants to become a GBC member, he wants to take sannyas, you know, people should look up to him, like that. And Srila Prabhupada knew that. Yeah. So he asked Srila Prabhupada a direct question. And he said that, Srila Prabhupada, how to become free of envy? How do we become free of envy? Now, when you are not a practicing devotee and you are a non-devotee, you'll never ask such a question. But this devotee, in his sincerity, knew that he was envious of other people's position of service because he has to be accountable to them. So in his sincerity, he asked this question to Srila Prabhupada. Because such a question, how to become free from envy and how do we become free from envy, can only be asked by practicing devotees who know that they are envious of each other. The non-devotees will not ask such a question. See? So it's an appropriate question that one should ask of a devotee to the spiritual guide or spiritual mentor and so forth, or the spiritual master. Then Srila Prabhupada immediately gave the answer. Like that. Srila Prabhupada said, you don't become envious of your spiritual master. Then you will become free from envy. As soon as you become envious of your spiritual master, then you will, and envy will begin again. And then Srila Prabhupada knew that he couldn't fully understand the answer. He said, anyway, chant Hare Krishna. So what happens is that when one becomes envious in the association of devotees of other devotees, then one only wants to give advice and not take advice. One only wants to speak and not hear. Like that. So as a result of that, when that accumulates in one's consciousness and one is beyond rectification, then that results in the apex consciousness, the top consciousness of becoming envious of one's own spiritual masters, both Shiksha and Diksha gurus. So when Srila Prabhupada gave the answer, he said, this is what it will lead to. Eventually it will lead to becoming envious of one's own shelters. One's shelter is one's Diksha and Shiksha gurus. One becomes envious of one's own shelter. And when you become envious of one's own shelter that you have, those persons will give you shelter, then you'll become shelterless. And then one falls down. One doesn't fall down by breaking the regulative principles. If you break the regulative principles, you can easily be helped. Isn't it? It's because it's sin. But one falls down on the platform of the subtle false ego, which people are very expert in covering up. You know? So that is the actual, you could say one sense, where envy is deep-rooted in the false ego. And you can never know that envy is deep-rooted in the false ego. And the only way to come out of false ego is to serve very, very, very humbly the devotees, irrespective of senior or junior, in terms of one's present status in the present lifetime. Yeah. So therefore, it is not something that's bad. You know, Icha Dvesha Samutena Dvanda Mohena Bharata, which indicates that, you know, Sarva Bhutini Samoha Sarga Yanti Parantapa. In other words, Krishna himself is saying that that all of us are born into delusion, you know, born into the Maya, and we are bewildered by dualities that arise from desire and hate. Like that. And desire and hate is simply because of envy. So therefore, this is not something bad. We come with that by taking birth in the material world, and we have to get rid of it. So Krishna is telling us, you know, this Icha Dvesha Samutena, that's this Icha, this desire to take the position of others, even in Krishna consciousness, and the desire to eat dvesha, is that. Is that. So therefore, to be a civilized human being is not something cheap. What to speak of becoming a beginning devotee? Yeah. So at least we should become civilized human beings. And to become civilized human beings means to simply become a servant of the servants of the servants of Srila Prabhupada. Not to be a servant of the servants of Krishna, at least servants of the servants of the servants of Srila Prabhupada should be a good beginning in that way. Now, there are other ways of overcoming envy. You know, in
an act of instruction. There are six exchanges in Sadvidi Priti Lakshanam. But out of these exchanges, the most important one is Bhunkte Bhojayate Chaiva. And Bhunkte Bhojayate Chaiva is the simplest of them. You know? Is the simplest of them. But you know, offering gifts and accepting gifts is very difficult. You only want to receive but won't give gifts. And to reveal your mind in confidence is not an easy thing to do. Because you may be hiding things and not to expose yourself as not an exalted devotee. People think, oh, you're such a great devotee in advance, but you're hiding things. See? But the easiest of it and the simplest of it, which is the most effective, is Bhunkte Bhojayate Chaiva. And that indicates, Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, that we should invite devotees, you know, to our home or to our room in the ashram and offer them a prasad and be, you know, prepared to please them in all respects through offering prasad. Now, it's not that you take them to Govinda's restaurant. That is a bit impersonal because it's a business place. But if you want to please somebody in all respects, it has to be more closed and intimate. You know? And intimate like that. In your home. Or in your room if there's a place to honor a prasad. So we get free from envy like that. So we can begin by not telling the other devotee you don't like him or her. Don't tell them that. You know in your heart who you don't like and they don't know that. So you can begin by inviting devotees that you don't like for some reason or the other. And sometimes this not liking, you cannot understand why you don't like another devotee. You cannot. You're trying to analyze and figure out the reason why you don't like this other devotee. Don't worry about that. You know, the main thing is to root out the not liking, or the jealousy, or deep-rooted envy. Because sometimes you may just not like somebody else due to a common karma chemistry. Like both of you are coming from the similar karma chemistry from the material world and you just don't like that person. For no reason at all. So don't worry about the karma chemistry. Just root out the not liking. Just root out the not liking. So the best way, Bhunkte Bhojayate Chaiva. Offer some prasad. Offer some prasad. Another way of taking out this not liking amongst the devotees is that if you're in a position to instruct others to do something, then don't instruct them. You do it with them. You do it with them. For example, a devotee will say to another devotee, hey, take the broom and clean. Simple thing. But you don't tell him to take the broom and clean. You take the broom and clean yourself and he'll come, no, no, Prabhu, let me do. See, difference is there. Like that. Difference is there. See? So the moment it is top down and not down up, top down means envy. But down up means servant of the servant. Servant of the servant. Like that. In the material world, everything is top down. Spiritually, everything is down up. You push others up.
by your behavior. Sadachar. Right. So these are a few principles to bear in the consciousness to become free from envy in the association of devotees, because it is more pronounced in Krishna consciousness. It is more open in Krishna consciousness, but it's not so open. They don't know in the association of non-devotees. All right, we'll leave some time for some comments or questions. Brajahari Prabhu, tell us something. Give him the microphone. He doesn't speak at all. But don't ask me a question. You have to tell us how to improve. He doesn't give Bhagavatam class. But now we can give. He said, this is top down. I am instructing him to do. Because I am already doing. Microphone, Brajahari. No, you give him first. Tell us some words of wisdom, please, please. His heart is full of realizations. He's been, you know. He's saying something, say in the microphone. Yeah?
He put me on the spot.
Yes, I brought him some suffering. I put him on the spot. Transcendental suffering. Come on. Give us some words of wisdom to help us improve.
One thing which you told about the practicing four regulative principles and then chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. These two things are very important aspect of spiritual life. Both are, actually without having, following four regulative principles, very, very difficult to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra.
Yeah.
And another thing, what you told, that generally, good devotees sometimes come to morning program as a duty set. Right? I feel also the same thing. Because as a manager, as a temple president, if I don't come, what people think about me? Actually, one time I used to tell everybody, one time I was very sick. And Gopakrishna, that time, the year I became president, I was very sick. So Gopakrishna Maharaj told me, I told Maharaj that I cannot come Mangalarti because I am not able to walk. So Maharaj told, okay, you don't come. But you sit in the office and do whatever service. So after 15 days, Maharaj again met me. He said, brother, if you are temple president, how you cannot come to the morning program? And he said that if you come to morning program and you will get the mercy of the Lord and as well as the devotees. Prabhupada. So then I tried to come. And when I started coming, I was feeling difficulty, but gradually everything became very nice. So that is my realization. Hare Krishna.
So Brajahari Prabhu made a very, very important point here now. He said, even if you don't feel like coming to Mangalati due to ill health, you should come to Mangalati to get the mercy of Shishi Radha Rasa Bihari Lalita Vishaka Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman and Gaur Nithai, and also you get the mercy of the devotees. So at least if you come to Mangalati, you get mercy. It's a good transcendental business deal. You get something. Causeless mercy. Thank you. He has his hand up. Your name again? I know you, but I forget your name. Name? Okay, Krishna Bhajan Prabhu, tell us.
Thank you very much, Maharaj, for your enlightening class. My question is regarding, you mentioned that even if we chant billions of birds, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, but still if we commit offenses, we will not be chanting properly. So my question is, what is the solution to overcome the offenses to chant it properly?
Envy. The whole discussion was about envy. So you have to overcome envy. When we overcome envy by doing the positive thing like Bhungte Bhojayate Chaiva and other things, simple things, then we become free from offending other devotees. You won't offend non-devotees because you feel you're better than them. So we have to serve those devotees that we don't like. Become free from that. And then when one chants the holy name, then one is not chanting to make a show. One is not chanting because of external reasons. One is actually chanting because one wants to express one's love for Radha Krishna or Radha Rasa Bihari. So we express our love by chanting. Is that okay?
Thank you, Maharaj.
Anyone else has any comments or questions? All right. Thank you very much. We'll meet you again tomorrow. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Ananta Kodi Vaishnav Vrinda ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Mata.